Chapter 6. An exhortation to the love of God and obedience to his law. These are the precepts and ceremonies and judgments which the Lord your God commanded that I should teach you, and that you should do them in the land into which you pass over to possess it. That thou mayest fear the Lord thy God, and keep all his commandments and precepts which I command thee, and thy sons and thy grandsons all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. Hear, O Israel, and observe to do the things which the Lord hath commanded thee, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest be greatly multiplied, as the Lord, the God of thy fathers, hath promised thee a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, and with thy whole soul, and with thy whole strength. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And thou shalt tell them to thy children, and thou shalt meditate upon them sitting in thy house, and walking on thy journey, sleeping and rising. And thou shalt bind them as a sign on thy hand, and they shall be and shall move between thy eyes. And thou shalt write them in the entry, and on the doors of thy house. And when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land, for which he swore to thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and shall have given thee great and goodly cities, which thou didst not build, houses full of riches, which thou didst not set up, cisterns, which thou didst not dig, vineyards and olive yards, which thou didst not plant, and thou shalt have eaten and be full. Take heed diligently, lest thou forget the Lord, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and shalt serve him only, and thou shalt swear by his name. You shall not go after the strange gods of all the nations that are round about you, because the Lord thy God is a jealous God in the midst of thee, lest at any time the wrath of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee, and take thee away from the face of the earth. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, as thou temptest him in the place of temptation. Keep the precepts of the Lord thy God, and the testimonies and ceremonies which he hath commanded thee, and do that which is pleasing and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and going in thou mayest possess the goodly land, concerning which the Lord swore to thy fathers, that he would destroy all thy enemies before thee, as he hath spoken. And when thy son shall ask thee tomorrow, saying, What mean these testimonies and ceremonies and judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded us? Thou shalt say to him, We were bondmen of Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand. And he wrought signs and wonders great and very grievous in Egypt against Pharaoh and all his house in our sight. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in and give us the land, concerning which he swore to our fathers. And the Lord commanded that we should do all these ordinances, and should fear the Lord our God, that it might be well with us all the days of our life, as it is at this day. And he will be merciful to us, if we keep and do all his precepts before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. Chapter 7. No league nor fellowship to be made with the Canaanites. God promiseth his people his blessing and assistance, if they keep his commandments. When the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which thou art going in to possess, and shall have destroyed many nations before thee, the Hethite, and the Girgazite, and the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, seven nations much more numerous than thou art, and stronger than thou, and the Lord thy God shall have delivered them to thee, thou shalt utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no league with them, nor show mercy to them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thou shalt not give thy daughter to his son, nor take his daughter for thy son. For she will turn away thy son from following me, that he may rather serve strange gods, and the wrath of the Lord will be kindled, and will quickly destroy thee. But thus rather shall you deal with them. Destroy their altars, and break their statues, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven things, because thou art a holy people to the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be his peculiar people of all peoples that are upon the earth. Not because you surpass all nations in number is the Lord joined unto you, and hath chosen you, for you are the fewest of any people, but because the Lord hath loved you, and hath kept his oath, which he swore to your fathers, and hath brought you out with a strong hand, and redeemed you from the house of bondage, out of the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And thou shalt know that the Lord thy God, he is a strong and faithful God, keeping his covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments, unto a thousand generations, and repaying forthwith them that hate him, so as to destroy them, without further delay, immediately rendering to them what they deserve. Keep therefore the precepts and ceremonies and judgments, which I command thee this day to do. If after thou hast heard these judgments, thou keep and do them, the Lord thy God will also keep his covenant to thee, and the mercy which he swore to thy fathers, and he will love thee and multiply thee, and will bless the fruit of thy womb, and the fruit of thy land, thy corn, and thy vintage, thy oil, and thy herds, and the flocks of thy sheep upon the land, for which he swore to thy fathers that he would give it thee. Blessed shalt thou be among all people. No one shall be barren among you of either sex, neither of men nor cattle. The Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and the grievous infirmities of Egypt, which thou knowest he will not bring upon thee, but upon thy enemies. Thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God will deliver to thee. Thy eye shall not spare them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, lest they be thy ruin. If thou say in thy heart, These nations are more than I, how shall I be able to destroy them? Fear not, but remember what the Lord thy God did to Pharaoh and to all the Egyptians, the exceeding great plagues which thy eyes saw, and the signs and wonders, and the strong hand and the stretched out arm with which the Lord thy God brought thee out. So will he do to all the people whom thou fearest. Moreover, the Lord thy God will send also hornets among them, until he destroy and consume all that have escaped thee, and could hide themselves. Thou shalt not fear them, because the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, a God mighty and terrible. He will consume these nations in thy sight, by little and little and by degrees. Thou wilt not be able to destroy them altogether, lest perhaps the beasts of the earth should increase upon thee. But the Lord thy God shall deliver them in thy sight, and shall slay them until they be utterly destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings into thy hands, and thou shalt destroy their names from under heaven. No man shall be able to resist thee until thou destroy them. Their graven things thou shalt burn with fire. Thou shalt not covet the silver and gold of which they are made, neither shalt thou take to thee anything thereof, lest thou offend, because it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring anything of the idol into thy house, lest thou become an anathema like it. Thou shalt detest it as dung, and shalt utterly abhor it as uncleanness and filth, because it is an anathema. Chapter 8. The people is put in mind of God's dealings with them, to the end that they may love him and serve him. All the commandments that I command thee this day take great care to observe, that you may live and be multiplied, and going in may possess the land for which the Lord swore to your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way through, which the Lord thy God hath brought thee for 40 years through the desert, to afflict thee and to prove thee, and that the things that were in thy heart might be made known, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. He afflicted thee with want, and gave thee manna for thy food, which neither thou nor thy fathers knew, to show that not in bread alone doth man live, but in every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Thy raiment, with which thou wast covered, hath not decayed for age, and thy foot is not worn. Lo, this is the 40th year, that thou mayest consider in thy heart, that as a man traineth up his son, so the Lord thy God hath trained thee up, that thou shouldst keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and fear him. For the Lord thy God will bring thee into a good land of brooks, and of waters, and of fountains, in the plains of which, and the hills, deep rivers break out, a land of wheat, and barley, and vineyards, wherein fig trees, and pomegranates, and olive yards grow, a land of oil and honey, where without any want thou shalt eat thy bread, and enjoy abundance of all things, where the stones are iron, and out of its hills are dug mines of brass, that when thou hast eaten and are full, thou mayest bless the Lord thy God for the excellent land which he hath given thee. Take heed, and beware lest at any time thou forget the Lord thy God, and neglect his commandments and judgments and ceremonies, which I command thee this day, lest after thou hast eaten and art filled, hast built goodly houses and dwelt in them, and shalt have herds of oxen and flocks of sheep, and plenty of gold and of silver and of all things, thy heart be lifted up, and thou remember not the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And was thy leader in the great and terrible wilderness, wherein there was the serpent burning with his breath, and the scorpions, and the dipsas, and no waters at all, who brought forth streams out of the hardest rock, and fed thee in the wilderness with manna which thy fathers knew not, and after he had afflicted and proved thee, at the last he had mercy on thee, lest thou shouldst say in thy heart, My own might and the strength of my own hand have achieved all these things for me. But remember the Lord thy God, that he hath given thee strength, that he might fulfill his covenant, concerning which he swore to thy fathers, as this present day showeth. But if thou forget the Lord thy God, and follow strange gods, and serve and adore them, behold, now I foretell thee that thou shalt utterly perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyed at thy entrance, so shall you also perish, if you be disobedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Chapter 9. Lest they should impute their victories to their own merits, they are put in mind of their manifold rebellions and other sins, for which they should have been destroyed, but God spared them for his promise made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hear, O Israel, thou shalt go over the Jordan this day to possess nations very great and stronger than thyself, cities great and walled up to the sky, a people great and tall, the sons of the Anakims, whom thou hast seen and heard of, against whom no man is able to stand. Thou shalt know therefore this day that the Lord thy God himself will pass over before thee, a devouring and consuming fire, to destroy and extirpate and bring them to nothing before thy face quickly, as he hath spoken to thee. Say not in thy heart, when the Lord thy God shall have destroyed them in thy sight, For my justice hath the Lord brought me in to possess this land, whereas these nations are destroyed for their wickedness. For it is not for thy justices and the uprightness of thy heart that thou shalt go in to possess their lands, but because they have done wickedly, they are destroyed at thy coming in, and that the Lord might accomplish his word which he promised by oath to thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Know therefore that the Lord thy God giveth thee not this excellent land in possession for thy justices, for thou art a very stiff-necked people. Remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness. From the day that thou camest out of Egypt unto this place, thou hast always strove against the Lord. For in Horeb also thou didst provoke him, and he was angry, and would have destroyed thee. When I went up into the mount to receive the tables of stone, the tables of the covenant which the Lord made with you, and I continued in the mount 40 days and nights, neither eating bread nor drinking water. And the Lord gave me 2 tables of stone written with the finger of God, and containing all the words that he spoke to you in the mount from the midst of the fire, when the people were assembled together. And when 40 days were passed, and as many nights, the Lord gave me the 2 tables of stone, the tables of the covenant, and said to me, Arise, and go down from hence quickly, for thy people, which thou hast brought out of Egypt, have quickly forsaken the way that thou hast shown them, and have made to themselves a molten idol. And again the Lord said to me, I see that this people is stiff-necked. Let me alone, that I may destroy them, and abolish their name from under heaven, and set thee over a nation that is greater and stronger than this. And when I came down from the burning mount, and held the 2 tables of the covenant with both hands, and saw that you had sinned against the Lord your God, and had made to yourselves a molten calf, and had quickly forsaken his way, which he had shown you, I cast the tables out of my hands, and broke them in your sight. And I fell down before the Lord, as before, 40 days and nights, neither eating bread nor drinking water, for all your sins, which you had committed against the Lord, and had provoked him to wrath. For I feared his indignation and anger, wherewith, being moved against you, he would have destroyed you. And the Lord heard me this time also. And he was exceeding angry against Aaron also, and would have destroyed him and I prayed in like manner for him. And your sin that you had committed, that is, the calf, I took and burned it with fire, and breaking it into pieces, until it was as small as dust, I threw it into the torrent, which cometh down from the mountain. At the burning also, and at the place of temptation, and at the graves of lust you provoked the Lord. And when he sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Go up and possess the land that I have given you, and you slighted the commandment of the Lord your God, and did not believe him, neither would you hearken to his voice, but were always rebellious from the day that I began to know you. And I lay prostrate before the Lord 40 days and nights, in which I humbly besought him, that he would not destroy you, as he had threatened. And praying I said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people, and thy inheritance, which thou hast redeemed in thy greatness, whom thou hast brought out of Egypt with a strong hand. Remember thy servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not on the stubbornness of this people, nor on their wickedness and sin, lest perhaps the inhabitants of the land out of which thou hast brought us say, The Lord could not bring them into the land that he promised them, and he hated them. Therefore he brought them out, that he might kill them in the wilderness. Who are thy people, and thy inheritance, whom thou hast brought out by thy great strength, and in thy stretched out arm? Chapter 10. God giveth the second tables of the law, a further exhortation to fear and serve the Lord. At that time the Lord said to me, Hew thee two tables of stone like the former, and come up to me into the mount, and thou shalt make an ark of wood. And I will write on the tables the words that were in them which thou brokest before, and thou shalt put them in the ark. And I made an ark of setim wood. And when I had hewn two tables of stone like the former, I went up into the mount, having them in my hands. And he wrote in the tables, according as he had written before, the 10 words which the Lord spoke to you in the mount from the midst of the fire when the people were assembled. And he gave them to me. And returning from the mount, I came down and put the tables into the ark that I had made. And they are there till this present, as the Lord commanded me. And the children of Israel removed their camp from Beeroth, of the children of Jachon, into Moserah, where Aaron died and was buried, and Eleazar his son succeeded him in the priestly office. From thence they came to Gadgad, from which place they departed, and camped in Jedibatha, in a land of waters and torrents. At that time he separated the tribe of Levi to carry the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and to stand before him in the ministry, and to bless in his name until this present day. Wherefore Levi hath no part nor possession with his brethren, because the Lord himself is his possession, as the Lord thy God promised him. And I stood in the mount, as before, 40 days and nights, and the Lord heard me this time also, and would not destroy thee. And he said to me, Go, and walk before the people, that they may enter and possess the land which I swore to their fathers that I would give them. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but that thou fear the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and love him, and serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and keep the commandments of the Lord and his ceremonies which I command thee this day, that it may be well with thee. Behold, heaven is the Lord's thy God, and the heaven of heaven, the earth and all things that are therein. And yet the Lord hath been closely joined to thy fathers, and loved them, and chose their seed after them, that is to say, you, out of all nations, as this day it is proved. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and stiffen your neck no more. Because the Lord your God, he is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, a great God and mighty and terrible, who accepteth no person, nor taketh bribes. He doth judgment to the fatherless and the widow, loveth the stranger, and giveth him food and raiment. And do you therefore love strangers, because you also were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him only. To him thou shalt adhere, and shalt swear by his name. He is thy praise and thy God, that hath done for thee these great and terrible things which thy eyes have seen. In 70 souls thy fathers went down into Egypt, and behold, now the Lord thy God hath multiplied thee as the stars of heaven. Chapter 11. The love and service of God are still inculcated, with a blessing to them that serve him, and threats of punishment if they forsake his law. Therefore, love the Lord thy God, and observe his precepts and ceremonies, his judgments and commandments at all times. Know this day the things that your children know not, who saw not the chastisements of the Lord your God, his great doings and strong hand, and stretched out arm, the signs and works which he did in the midst of Egypt to King Pharaoh and to all his land, and to all the host of the Egyptians, and to their horses and chariots, how the waters of the Red Sea covered them when they pursued you, and how the Lord destroyed them until this present day, and what he hath done to you in the wilderness till you came to this place, and to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, who was the son of Reuben, whom the earth, opening her mouth, swallowed up with their households and tents and all their substance which they had in the midst of Israel. Your eyes have seen all the great works of the Lord that he hath done, that you may keep all his commandments, which I command you this day, and may go in and possess the land to which you are entering, and may live in it a long time, which the Lord promised by oath to your fathers and to their seed, a land which floweth with milk and honey. For the land which thou goest to possess is not like the land of Egypt, from whence thou camest out, where, when the seed is sown, waters are brought in to water it after the manner of gardens. But it is a land of hills and plains, expecting rain from heaven. And the Lord thy God doth always visit it, and his eyes are on it from the beginning of the year unto the end thereof. If then you obey my commandments, which I command you this day, that you love the Lord your God, and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, he will give to your land the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your corn and your wine and your oil, and your hay out of the fields to feed your cattle, and that you may eat and be filled. Beware lest perhaps your heart be deceived, and you depart from the Lord and serve strange gods and adore them. And the Lord being angry, shut up heaven, that the rain come not down, nor the earth yield her fruit, and you perish quickly from the excellent land which the Lord will give you. Lay up these my words in your hearts and minds, and hang them for a sign on your hands, and place them between your eyes. Teach your children that they meditate on them, when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest on the way, and when thou liest down and risest up. Thou shalt write them upon the posts and the doors of thy house, that thy days may be multiplied, and the days of thy children in the land which the Lord swore to thy fathers, that he would give them as long as the heaven hangeth over the earth. For if you keep the commandments which I command you, and do them to love the Lord your God, and walk in all his ways, cleaving unto him, the Lord will destroy all these nations before your face, and you shall possess them, which are greater and stronger than you. Every place that your foot shall tread upon shall be yours, from the desert and from Libanus, from the great river Euphrates unto the western sea shall be your borders. None shall stand against you. The Lord your God shall lay the dread and fear of you upon all the land that you shall tread upon, as he hath spoken to you. Behold, I set forth in your sight this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, a curse if you obey not the commandments of the Lord your God, but revolt from the way which now I show you, and walk after strange gods, which you know not. And when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land whither thou goest to dwell, thou shalt put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim, the curse upon Mount Hebal, which are beyond the Jordan, behind the way that goeth to the setting of the sun, in the land of the Canaanite, who dwelleth in the plain country over against Galgala, which is near the valley that reacheth and entereth far. For you shall pass over the Jordan to possess the land which the Lord your God will give you, that you may have it and possess it. See therefore that you fulfill the ceremonies and judgments which I shall set this day before you. Chapter 12. All idolatry must be extirpated. Sacrifices, tithes, and first fruits must be offered in one only place. All eating of blood is prohibited. These are the precepts and judgments that you must do in the land which the Lord, the God of thy fathers, will give thee, to possess it all the days that thou shalt walk upon the earth. Destroy all the places in which the nations that you shall possess worship their gods upon high mountains and hills and under every shady tree. Overthrow their altars and break down their statues. Burn their groves with fire and break their idols in pieces. Destroy their names out of those places. you shall not do so to the Lord your God. But you shall come to the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes, to put his name there, and to dwell in it. And you shall offer in that place your holocausts and victims, the tithes and first fruits of your hands, and your vows and gifts, the firstborn of your herds and your sheep. And you shall eat there in the sight of the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all things whereunto you shall put your hand, you and your houses wherein the Lord your God hath blessed you. You shall not do there the things we do here this day, every man that which seemeth good to himself. For until this present time you are not come to rest, and to the possession which the Lord your God will give you. You shall pass over the Jordan, and shall dwell in the land which the Lord your God will give you, that you may have rest from all enemies round about, and may dwell without any fear in the place which the Lord your God shall choose, that his name may be therein. Thither shall you bring all the things that I command you, holocausts and victims and tithes and the first fruits of your hands, and whatsoever is the choicest in the gifts which you shall vow to the Lord. There shall you feast before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, your men servants and maid servants, and the Levite that dwelleth in your cities, for he hath no other part and possession among you. Beware lest thou offer thy holocausts in every place that thou shalt see. But in the place which the Lord shall choose, in one of thy tribes, shalt thou offer sacrifices, and shalt do all that I command thee. But if thou desirest to eat, and the eating of flesh delight thee, kill and eat according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee in thy cities, whether it be unclean, that is to say, having blemish or defect, or clean, that is to say, sound and without blemish, such as may be offered, as the roe and the hart, shalt thou eat it. Only the blood thou shalt not eat, but thou shalt pour it out upon the earth as water. Thou mayest not eat in thy towns the tithes of thy corn and thy wine and thy oil, the firstborn of thy herds and thy cattle, nor anything that thou vowest, and that thou wilt offer voluntarily, and the first fruits of thy hands. But thou shalt eat them before the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, thou and thy son and thy daughter, and thy manservant and maidservant, and the Levite that dwelleth in thy cities. And thou shalt rejoice and be refreshed before the Lord thy God in all things whereunto thou shalt put thy hand. Take heed thou forsake not the Levite all the time that thou livest in the land. When the Lord thy God shall have enlarged thy borders as he hath spoken to thee, and thou wilt eat the flesh that thy soul desireth, and if the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, that his name should be there, be far off, thou shalt kill of thy herds and of thy flocks, as I have commanded thee, and shalt eat in thy towns as it pleaseth thee. Even as the roe and the hart is eaten, so shalt thou eat them. Both the clean and unclean shall eat of them alike. Only beware of this, that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is for the soul, and therefore thou must not eat the soul with the flesh. But thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water, that it may be well with thee and thy children after thee, when thou shalt do that which is pleasing in the sight of the Lord. But the things which thou hast sanctified and vowed to the Lord, thou shalt take, and shalt come to the place which the Lord shall choose, and shalt offer thy oblations, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of the Lord thy God. The blood of thy victims thou shalt pour on the altar, and the flesh thou thyself shalt eat. Observe and hear all the things that I command thee, that it may be well with thee and thy children after thee forever, when thou shalt do what is good and pleasing in the sight of the Lord thy God. When the Lord thy God shall have destroyed before thy face the nations which thou shalt go in to possess, and when thou shalt possess them and dwell in their land, beware lest thou imitate them after they are destroyed at thy coming in, and lest thou seek after their ceremony, saying, as these nations have worshipped their gods, so will I also worship. Thou shalt not do in like manner to the Lord thy God, for they have done to their gods all the abominations which the Lord abhorreth, offering their sons and daughters, and bringing them with fire. What I command thee, that only do thou to the Lord, neither add anything nor diminish. Chapter 13. false prophets must be slain, and idolatrous cities destroyed. If there rise in the midst of thee a prophet or one that saith, He hath dreamed a dream, and he foretell a sign and a wonder, and that come to pass which he spake, and he say to thee, Let us go and follow strange gods which thou knowest not, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hear the words of that prophet or dreamer, for the Lord your God trieth you, that it may appear whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul or not. Follow the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and hear his voice. Him you shall serve, and to him you shall cleave. And that prophet or forger of dreams shall be slain, because he spoke to draw you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of bondage, to make thee go out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee, and thou shalt take away the evil out of the midst of thee. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son or daughter, or thy wife that is in thy bosom, or thy friend, whom thou lovest as thy own soul, would persuade thee secretly, saying, Let us go and serve strange gods which thou knowest not, nor thy fathers, of all the nations round about, that are near or afar off, from one end of the earth to the other. Consent not to him, hear him not, neither let thy eyes spare him to pity, and conceal him. But thou shalt presently put him to death. Let thy hand be first upon him, and afterwards the hands of all the people. With stones shall he be stoned to death, because he would have withdrawn thee from the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, that all Israel hearing may fear, and may do no more anything like this. If in one of thy cities, which the Lord thy God shall give thee to dwell in, thou hear some say, Children of Belial are gone out of the midst of thee, and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, and have said, Let us go and serve strange gods which you know not. Inquire carefully and diligently the truth of the thing by looking well into it, and if thou find that which is said to be certain, and that this abomination hath been really committed, thou shalt forthwith kill the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, and shalt destroy it, and all things that are in it, even the cattle, and all the household goods that are there. Thou shalt gather together in the midst of the streets thereof, and shalt burn them with the city itself, so as to consume all for the Lord thy God, and that it be a heap forever, it shall be built no more. And there shall nothing of that anathema stick to thy hand, that the Lord may turn from the wrath of his fury, and may have mercy on thee, and multiply thee as he swore to thy fathers. When thou shalt hear the voice of the Lord thy God, keeping all his precepts, which I command thee this day, that thou mayest do what is pleasing in the sight of the Lord thy God. Chapter 14. In mourning for the dead, they are not to follow the ways of the Gentiles, the distinction of clean and unclean meats, ordinances concerning tithes, and first fruits. Be ye children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness for the dead, because thou art a holy people to the Lord thy God, and he chose thee to be his peculiar people of all nations that are upon the earth. Eat not the things that are unclean. These are the beasts that you shall eat, the ox, and the sheep, and the goat, the hart, and the roe, the buffalo, the chamois, the pygarg, the wild goat, the camelopardalus, every beast that divideth the hoof in two parts and cheweth the cud, you shall eat. But of them that chew the cud, but divide not the hoof, you shalt not eat, such as the camel, the hare, and the cherogrill, because they chew the cud, but divide not the hoof, they shall be unclean to you. The swine also, because it divideth the hoof, but cheweth not the cud, shall be unclean. Their flesh you shall not eat, and their carcasses you shall not touch. These shall you eat of all that abide in the waters, all that have fins and scales you shall eat. Such as are without fins and scales you shall not eat, because they are unclean. All birds that are clean you shall eat. The unclean eat not, to wit, the eagle, and the gripe, and the osprey, the ringtail, and the vulture, and the kite according to their kind, and all the raven's kind, and the ostrich and the owl and the larus and the hawk according to its kind, the heron and the swan and the stork, and the cormorant and the porphyrion and the nightcrow, the bittern and the caradrian, every one in their kind, the hoop also and the bat. Everything that creepeth and hath little wings shall be unclean and shall not be eaten. All that is clean you shall eat, but whatsoever is dead of itself, eat not thereof. Give it to the stranger that is within thy gates to eat, or sell it to him, because thou art the holy people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not boil a kid in the milk of his dam. Every year thou shalt set aside the tithes of all thy fruits that the earth bringeth forth. And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, that his name may be called upon therein. The tithe of thy corn, and thy wine, and thy oil, and the firstborn of thy herds, and thy sheep, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God at all times. But when the way and the place which the Lord thy God shall choose are far off, and he hath blessed thee, and thou canst not carry all these things thither, thou shalt sell them all, and turn them into money, and shalt carry it in thy hand, and shalt go to the place which the Lord shall choose. And thou shalt buy with the same money whatsoever pleaseth thee, either of the herds or of sheep, wine also and strong drink, and all that thy soul desireth. And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God, and shall feast, thou and thy house. And the Levite that is within thy gates, beware thou forsake him not, because he hath no other part in thy possession. The third year thou shalt separate another tithe of all things that grow to thee at that time, and shalt lay it up within thy gates. And the Levite that hath no other part nor possession with thee, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates, shall come and shall eat and be filled, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the works of thy hands that thou shalt do. Chapter 15. The law of the seventh year of remission. The firstlings of cattle are to be sanctified to the Lord. In the seventh year thou shalt make a remission, which shall be celebrated in this order. He to whom anything is owing from his friend or neighbor or brother cannot demand it again, because it is the year of remission of the Lord. Of the foreigner or stranger thou mayest exact it. Of thy countryman and neighbor thou shalt not have power to demand it again. And there shall be no poor nor beggar among you, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in the land which he will give thee in possession. Yet so, if thou hear the voice of the Lord thy God, and keep all things that he hath ordained, and which I command thee this day, he will bless thee, as he hath promised. Thou shalt lend to many nations, and thou shalt borrow of no man. Thou shalt have dominion over very many nations, and no one shall have dominion over thee. If one of thy brethren that dwelleth within the gates of thy city, in the land which the Lord thy God will give thee, come to poverty, thou shalt not harden thy heart, nor close thy hand, but shalt open it to the poor man. Thou shalt lend him that which thou perceivest he hath need of. Beware lest perhaps a wicked thought steal in upon thee, and thou say in thy heart, the seventh year of remission draweth nigh, and thou turn away thy eyes from thy poor brother, denying to lend him that which he asketh, lest he cry against thee to the Lord, and it become a sin unto thee. But thou shalt give to him, neither shalt thou do anything craftily in relieving his necessities, that the Lord thy God may bless thee at all times, and in all things to which thou shalt put thy hand. There will not be wanting poor in the land of thy habitation. Therefore I command thee to open thy hand to thy needy and poor brother that liveth in the land. When thy brother, a Hebrew man or Hebrew woman, is sold to thee, and hath served thee 6 years, in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free. And when thou sendest him out free, thou shalt not let him go away empty, but shalt give him for his way out of thy flocks, and out of thy bond floor, and thy winepress, wherewith the Lord thy God shall bless thee. Remember that thou also wast a bondservant in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God made thee free. And therefore I now command thee this. But if he say, I will not depart, because he loveth thee and thy house, and findeth that he is well with thee, thou shalt take an awl, and bore through his ear, in the door of thy house, and he shall serve thee forever. Thou shalt do in like manner to thy woman servant also. Turn not away thy eyes from them when thou makest them free, because he hath served thee 6 years according to the wages of a hireling, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the works that thou dost. Of the firstlings that come of thy herds and thy sheep, thou shalt sanctify to the Lord thy God whatsoever is of the male sex. Thou shalt not work with the firstling of a bullock, and thou shalt not shear the firstlings of thy sheep. In the sight of the Lord thy God shalt thou eat them every year in the place that the Lord shall choose, thou and thy house. But if it have a blemish, or be lame, or blind, or in any part disfigured or feeble, it shall not be sacrificed to the Lord thy God. But thou shalt eat it within the gates of thy city. The clean and the unclean shall eat them alike, as the roe and as the hart. Only thou shalt take heed not to eat their blood, but pour it out on the earth as water. End of side one.